This is VPR News. I'm Liam Connors. A year ago, Richard, Matt, and David Sweat broke out of Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, New York. The escape was like something out of a movie. The two convicted murderers dug a tunnel with stolen tools, left a dummy in their cot to fool the guards, and were on the run for 3 weeks. The hunt for the two men ended in a confrontation with the New York State Police. Matt was killed and Sweat was injured. 12 months later, questions about how the two were able to break out of a maximum security prison still remain. Earlier this week, the New York State Inspector General's office released a report detailing some of the problems at Clinton Correctional Facility that allowed the two men to escape. Joining me this morning to talk about that report is Brian Mann, Adirondack Bureau Chief for North Country Public Radio. Hey, Brian.
Good morning.
What were some of the main problems the investigation found with the prison?
Well, you know, it's important to know that this is supposed to be one of the toughest maximum security prisons in New York State. And what they found really was that over a period of years, security and discipline at this prison just unraveled. It got to the point where corrections officers weren't following procedures. They weren't doing basic prison cell checks. They were letting people in and out of the facility without checking bags or using metal detectors. And one of the troubling aspects of this is that the inspector general found that it was sort of routine there to falsify reports. They would essentially fill out the kinds of paperwork that you're supposed to do throughout a shift. They would just fill it out all at once at the beginning of a shift before any of the actual inspections had been done. And so there was really no way to know that all of these procedures weren't being followed. So it really broke down completely.
Any sense on how things got so lax there?
Well, I think this is a very problematic part of this conversation now. The inspector general, I have to say, fired a pretty major broadside here, suggesting that the lack of proper management and oversight happened, you know, at the cell, almost at the cell level on the cell blocks, the frontline officers, but it also continued up the chain of command to the facility's supervisor and superintendent at Clinton Dannemora, but then all the way to Albany. And this report detailed numerous times that inspectors from Albany went up to Dannemora and toured the facility. They were doing the kinds of things that are supposed to detect these kinds of lapses in security. And instead, it appears that these inspections were sort of pro forma and that they just simply weren't rigorous or sort of detailed enough to identify what this inspector general investigation found to be really large lapses. I mean, these were not small sort of granular problems that were occurring. These were major lapses in how people were doing their jobs, and nobody along the chain of command caught it.
The report also says that employees at the prison didn't want to cooperate with the investigation. Why exactly was that?
Well, this is, again, a really controversial part of this conversation. Now, Clinton Correctional Facility has always been a unique culture. It's one of the strangest prisons. I cover prisons a lot in my work, and it's one of the strangest places you'll ever go. There's a very unique culture of inmates there. It's a dangerous place, a lot of dangerous inmates. And then also the corrections officer community is very tightly knit. A lot of families work there. It's in a very rural area, and you have corrections officers who are multi-generational. It's sort of a family trade. And so over the years, people have described sort of a wall of silence at Clinton Correctional, where it's very difficult to know exactly what's happening there, and pretty scary, controversial things have happened over the years, and investigations have hit these kinds of brick walls before. They also noted there that they detected other criminal activity on the part of the staff. So there's not just silence. There's also the implication here that guards and other civilian staff at the facility may have been involved in other criminal activities.
Exactly, yeah. There were some other employees that were charged with committing criminal acts. And are there going to be any more charges going forward in this?
So right now there is one uniformed officer serving jail time, another civilian worker, a longer prison sentence. And now more of these cases have been referred to the Internal Affairs Unit for the state prison system, and also to the Clinton County District Attorney, the prosecutor in that area. And so we'll just have to see, you know, what kinds of charges they are, if there's enough evidence to go forward with criminal prosecution. Prosecuting corrections officers is difficult and tricky, and it's a bit like trying to prosecute police officers. It's a very controversial thing to do, so we'll just have to see how that unfolds.
So given you were mentioning these, you know, like walls that investigators were hitting and difficulties and just systemic problems that go all the way up to Albany, do you think this report sets up any stage for larger prison reforms, not just at Clinton Correctional, but just all across the state?
Yeah, that does seem to be happening. I spoke 2 days ago with the acting corrections commissioner, Anthony Annucci, and he basically said, we're going to do what the inspector general has asked us to do. And there's some pretty shocking reform proposals there that he says he's going to go along with, one of which is developing some kind of outside oversight or ombudsman type player who will sort of serve as a backstop on these investigations. This is something that reform activists in New York have been calling for years. Some members of the state legislature have been saying this was a necessary step, but it's always been resisted by prison officials and by the prison guard union. And now Annucci is saying, yes, you know, we acknowledge that some kind of oversight is needed, and so we're going to make big changes. It remains to be seen how exactly that will be structured, how much daylight there will now be, you know, inside these facilities. So I think the devil may be in the details.
Nationally, this escape got a lot of attention. And so here we are a year later. And I guess, how are people feeling in Dannemora and in the area?
Well, I think that they're feeling incredibly battered and shaken by this. It has been, and remember that for much of northern New York, this prison industry is a big part of what we do. It's one of the largest employers. It's certainly the largest provider of well-paying jobs that have vacation benefits and pension benefits. And so what happened at Dannemora was not simply, you know, one controversial, scary prison break. It really broke open a much larger debate about the kind of work that gets done here, who's doing it, how well they're doing it. It's also prompted a lot of other investigations. You know, North Country Public Radio has been looking at these prisons very hard in the year since. So has the New York Times and other news organizations. And that kind of scrutiny is something that this prison system has not been accustomed to. Even this investigation by the inspector general, you know, that's new. And so I think, you know, when you start turning over rocks in a system that's been this closed and really this secretive, you know, that makes people nervous. And we've already seen a lot of people resign or leave their positions. And I think that very likely that we'll see a lot more people go before the dust settles.
Brian Mann is Adirondack Bureau Chief for North Country Public Radio. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, sure. Thanks so much. Take care.